I got a few injuries here for you. Ray Dominguez left today with an ankle. Sean Richardson had a thumb. DJ Williams had a back. Brad Jones, knee. John Hazy, a hamstring. With that, I'll take your questions. I thought the move the ball period was good. I thought the blitz drill was good. I thought the energy to start practice was poor through the special teams. And I thought the pre-snap penalties in the last three team periods was not good at all. So we had an up and down night. I thought the offense was extremely productive. I mean, the defensive pre-snap penalties was totally out of balance. They had another number of big plays off of those opportunities. But I liked the offense and to move the ball. I thought the blitz was good from both sides. The four-minute and the backed-up drills were good for the offense. The red zone, it was obviously tilted towards the offense, and the two-point plays also. We just did the three snaps of goal line.
Well, comfort that you're shooting for to see how they react and maybe not happy with
them. What do you mean comfort?
Well, you said you wanted to get them kind of out of their comfort zone with changes in schedule.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason for going to the night practices, we've clearly stated it back when we released the schedule, talked about it as a football team, was the ability to work on schedule change. I mean, that's the way our first 4 weeks of the season are going. Today was not our best practice. You know, we got seven installs in, we got two more, and we got family night tomorrow night, the scrimmage. And, we'll be situation focused there. They'll have the day off Saturday, but we need to get the installs 8 and 9 in, and it needs to be cleaner. I mean, you could talk whatever you want, install, practice, game plan practice, the pre-snap penalties, the number of pre-snap penalties is totally unacceptable. I view family night clearly as that your first opportunity to get in the game environment. Myself in particular, the things I watch on family night are really the operation, the mechanics, the substitution, the communication to the huddle, the communication on the boundary. In all seriousness, the pregame is important. I mean, you have people on your team that never have gone through pregame, and you have to warm up properly and nowhere to go, so it gives you a chance to rehearse all of that. But family night for a player's perspective is his first opportunity to be in live action. And as I stand here tonight, as I stand here, I know tomorrow night when I'm talking, there'll be a couple individuals that will do things in the scrimmage that you have not seen on the field. That's how it usually goes. So it's an opportunity for particularly young players to step up and Show what they can. We won't be out there very long time. Last year we had a thud scrimmage, so we'll have live action throughout the drives, and our special team work will be thud tempo.
In all seriousness, is it nice to look at the weather forecast and have it not have any sort of rain or anything at this point?
Well, hopefully you're a good weather man and it holds true. But I'm hopeful that it stays true to the forecast, but history would tell you it's 50-50.
You know how much live contact you'll have or live tackling in how many plays of contact?
Just said it. We're six segments we're going to have. The live contact will be the drives involved. So there'll be two move-the-ball drives, live contact, surrounded by special team segments. It will be thud tempo, which is not live tackling. There'll be no huddle segments and two-minute segments. Live tackling. We're going to take the morning. Dr. McKenzie's. He'll look at the players in the morning with the treatment schedule, and we have a staff meeting at noon. So we had a staff meeting at 5:30 before we came down there, and I told our guys don't even try to line up the depth charts or who's going to play what until tomorrow, because history tells you coming off of a night practice. It'll probably change. So as far as Bishop and Kuhn, I would say they would probably not go. is my early anticipation.
Guys that weren't in tonight at all, you are
tired. I'm sorry?
Guys that weren't in tonight at all, you are tired.
They'll all be evaluated in the morning, so, and we'll have those decisions. I'll probably have them by 9, 10 o'clock.
Mike, that said at the beginning of the week, his favorite thing about that one is the fireworks. He doesn't like seeing the Packers play the Packers. When you decide to do some live tackling, are you holding your breath a little bit? Is there part of you that would rather just focus on it the whole time?
I don't see the risk being that much great. I mean, so much greater in live tackling. I mean, I think his theory of competing Packers versus Packers is probably, I would think, more what he's alluding to. I find it humorous that he enjoys the fireworks because I think he's in bed before they even start. we need live action. It's historically been a good game, good scrimmage. It's good preparation to get us ready for our first preseason game. It's a little closer than, you know, it's probably been some other weeks going from Friday to Thursday. But it's needed, especially coming off tonight's practice.
Does Aaron look any sharper than previous camps? Any less sharp? Like, how do you kind of evaluate his
practice? You know, he's very consistent. I know our numbers, the only negative, and not Aaron in particular, but, you know, offensively we have more giveaways than we probably have had this time. But I think Aaron he's very sharp. He's in command. We're doing a lot more with him, if you could believe that. And he's on top of his game.
Two more.
Mike, to the first game, just where you thought it seemed a little bit with Desmond Moses coming back off.
You know, Desmond's a young player playing, new position he hadn't played in a couple of years. So, I mean, you definitely see a transition that he's going through. I'm curious to see him play in special teams. Once we get to the preseason, I think there's some questions and inexperience there. So, but young player, he's got pop and power in his body. Real heavy, strong hands. So he's definitely a young guy that he has a lot of football in front of him. But we're just getting started. So you could say that about most of those young guys.
Maybe it's not fair to ask for a fullback, but Nick Cooper's a lot of the same background as John Boone. Has been on
politics.
What have you seen?
Well, I think fullback and, more the inline positions, you get to the scrimmage and the preseason games is really where they show their mettle. These opportunities here are few and far between as far as the phone booth football that you play. But he's done a good job with the movement part of it. You see him, he runs the ball. He has a little more natural run instinct than I'd anticipate when he came out of college. So, but I'm anxious to see him crank it up tomorrow and particularly in the preseason games.
Thank you.